Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss Grammys nominations and predictions, Katy Perry extending her clown era into the voting season, our picks for Drag Race UK's winner, and Nick Cannon's breeding kink. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Hello.
Hey.
Oh my gosh.
Do you like when I keep my face this close to the camera?
Oh yeah. It's the less I see. Well, the more I see, the less I see. You know what I'm saying? It's like sure. It's you know those pieces of art where you really have to step back to really understand the bigger picture. Yeah. I'm not trying to see your bigger picture. Show me the closer you get.
You want to see my widow picture?
I want to see your widow baby picture. Come here closer.
So I accidentally wore all white today.
Okay.
And I feel, did you ever watch The Leftovers on HBO?
No, I did not. That's an easy assumption you could have made.
It's about, I would have assumed you didn't watch it.
Right. I did not watch it. Of course I didn't. You should have assumed
that. It's about this, it's about the world, and there's like just this one day, and like half the world disappears. It's very, what's his name, snapping his fingers, you know?
Now snap your fingers. Do your stare. You can do it all by yourself. Let me see you do it.
Wait, did you know? Did I tell you?
What?
I was in an Uber on Friday going to a friend's engagement party, and that song came on the radio.
Okay. Well, did you snap your fingers?
No, I texted my friend Girl Jordan because she loves that song, and I was like, wow. And then I don't know if he was listening to a serious radio station or what, but then he played like an Ashanti song came
maybe
on.
Maybe it was like, Pitbull XM radio.
I doubt it. Okay. I can ask. I can message him and pretend I left something in his car. And then
hey,
be like,
by the way, what was that rockin' radio station you were pumping and blasting?
Do they have it all over the Bay Area or do I need a subscription?
Okay, so what's the problem?
Nothing. It was a really good radio station.
Okay. Well, we can make you a playlist of the songs that you heard.
I hadn't heard that song in a very long time, and the fact that you're singing it now is weird because why am I hearing it twice in 1 week
when
I
hadn't heard it in years? Synchronicity. You're on the right path, my dear, and it includes snap your fingers.
Oh, my God. And I saw a TikTok last night talking about synchronicities, and it was saying to take a step back and look at the bigger picture, and you were telling me to scooch back from the camera because you didn't
something's
want to see
going
my
on
whole big old head.
Yeah, something's happening. Something in the universe is telling you to do something. I can't quite figure it out, but it's communicating.
What should I do? Do you ever see the same number over and over?
322.
Your birthday.
Yes. But
I
also
do see 307 quite a bit.
Yeah, you see numbers. You see a fuck ton of numbers, you just don't care about the majority of them, but when you see a number that you care about, you think that you see it a lot.
You think that's true?
Absolutely.
I'm like never seeing 946.
Well, now ever. That you think now that you think 9:46, you will start seeing 9:46.
I told you I used to see 9/11 on the clock all the time until 9/11 happened, right?
So what you're saying is you could have stopped this.
My screen name, my AIM screen name had 9/11 in it.
And no, it did not. No, it did not.
And then I had to change it.
Because people thought you were what? Celebratory?
Responsible.
Oh.
Friends with George Bush.
Sir, a second verification check mark has hit Twitter.
Has it? Official?
No. Yeah, official. Are you official?
No.
Yeah, I was for like 30 minutes.
Oh, I've just been really thinking about how glad I was that I swapped out my Halloween spooky name before everyone got locked in. I could have been stuck Gory Ghoul for who knows how long.
That's a close call. I'm still Tyler Oakley Parody.
And are you?
Yes, I actually came to some type of realization while stuck as Tyler Oakley Parody on Twitter, because Elon Musk took over Twitter. He changed it so you can't change your username.
I have his name display muted, name. So please don't speak.
Sorry. I have a bleep button on my other computer. I could have used it here, but so I'm Tyler Oakley Parody. But the more I think about it, the more I really am Tyler Oakley Parody.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Haven't you seen all those videos about Jim Carrey talking about how we're all just whatever we want to be in that moment?
Sure. I am my Twitter's perception of me is a performance of Tyler Oakley. I meet them in the middle, I bring what I can, and here I am.
I really liked that video of the Sims dancing you posted the other night.
See, that's it's all part of my performance art.
Can we reenact that?
Yeah.
Do we have six friends we can get together?
Okay, well, now you're scraping the bottom of the barrel. Do you know six people?
I am the bottom of the barrel. Have you ever been at the barrel?
The peanut barrel is where I had my first legal alcoholic drink, and I have not bottomed there, though. No. No, I have not.
Have you hooked up in any restaurants, bathrooms?
Absolutely. What are you talking about?
Like, what have you done? Not like a gay bar.
Oh. Well, yeah, of course.
Like a Chili's.
When I worked in fast food, I did make out with somebody in the meat freezer.
Okay, cute.
A little tug and yank, Yankee Doodle Dandy, you know?
Yeah, hell yeah. Choke the chicken. Am I right, ladies?
Murder the child.
No.
We don't call it that? We're testing new glingo.
For what?
Sexual endeavors. I guess Okay. Kill the child is not a good one.
No.
Well, choke the chicken. Well, I was thinking choke the chicken. Yankee the doodle.
If you're one of those people who thinks that like masturbation is a waste of sperm, then you could be killing the children.
People do, and I think, well, what are you saving up for? Hoarding your wealth?
It's got to get backed up in there. I'm sorry.
Clogged for the gods.
The ones at the front have to be stale.
Stale? Stale? The ones at the front? Do you think there's like layers? Also, where's the front? What are you talking about, the front?
The top.
The top of what?
Your balls. Isn't that how it would fill up?
I don't know. Mm. It's not like... Are you imagining it like those pomegranate bottles of pomegranate juice with they're like circular?
I like those bottles aesthetically. No,
okay, well, is that what your balls are like? And then like the cum is like filled to the top, and it only comes from the like. What's going on in your balls?
I'm thinking of it in the same way. The age old question about if a dog's wearing pants.
Yes.
Does it wear it on its bottom half, or does it wear it across all four legs?
I'm gonna empower the dog to do what it wants to do. I am not going to put my human expectations on the dog. When people say, "Oh, my dog has such a personality," no, it doesn't. It has a dog-anality. Think about that.
Maybe it's an animalality.
Sure, why not?
Croutonality.
Crouton has bestiality. Crouton has like animality. Yeah, you're right.
If Crouton was wearing pants, would like you stand him on his back, two legs, and put pants on him like a human, or would there be pants that go across his bottom, across all four legs?
Yeah,
and maybe Crouton, a tail. I don't know what goes on with the tail.
I think Crouton is only back legs, but I think Willy would wear all four legs. So it's. I think it really depends on the dog.
Got it. Cool.
Yeah. What about your balls?
Yeah, I don't know. Half glass empty, half glass full.
Do you
glass half full?
Okay, sure. Okay.
Hey, speaking of pants.
Okay.
Have you been listening to Stretchy Pants by Carrie Underwood, the Thanksgiving bop of all bops?
It hasn't come up this year, though it did make its way into my texts.
Yeah, well, I forgot that it existed until the other day, and then I thought, okay, Thanksgiving music. Yes,
is this the next? No, but it hasn't caught on though. Like, when did it come out? And nobody else has done any Thanksgiving music. So, like, maybe it was a flop of a concept.
Mariah Carey didn't get "All I Want for Christmas Is You" to go number one until 20 years after it came out. This is a slow burn.
Carrie's playing the long game.
she's the first. People will look back on it and be like, "Wow,
trailblazer."
Carrie Underwood, trailblazer. Ushered in the Thanksgiving music genre. Usher's the next to do it.
Well, of course, naturally.
As one would. What's he up after? What do you think he's been up to?
You know, he's had a number one in, what, four different decades or three different decades? Big difference between the two, but he holds a record for that.
90s, aughts, and 10s, but I don't think he's had the 20s yet.
I think he has.
A number one in the 20s from Usher?
Give it a goog. The 20s has been very long for me.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, we're literally... What year is it? I was getting confused because I saw the Grammy nominations came out and I was like... And it was like 2023.
Congratulations to Lady Gaga.
I can't wait to see her lose.
What do you mean?
I would give congratulations.
What are you rooting for that she's competing against? It's like the Tom Cruise audio experience.
Probably a Disney song. I don't know. Best compilation soundtrack for visual media. The movies nominated are, it's visual media. Elvis, Encanto, Stranger Things soundtrack, Top Gun, Maverick, and West Side Story. Woo! I guess Encanto... I heard Elvis was good, but I didn't see it.
Oh my God, I loved it. I cried.
Really?
I watched it on a plane and I cried.
And then best song written for visual media up against, lots of big names. Again, Gaga for Hold My Hand from Top Gun, Taylor Swift, Carolina from Where the Crawdads Sing, Beyonce, Be Alive. I don't know what movie that is. We Don't Talk About Bruno from Encanto, Keep Rising from The Woman King.
I mean, it's an uphill battle, and I don't know if she's got it in her. However, I'm happy for her to get two more nominations to add to the pile.
Don't the Grammys usually favor like the Disney and the Pixar movies? Like, is there a world where Encanto doesn't win?
I don't know. I mean, it's not the Billboard Awards, so like Encanto really would have had that, considering it's like it was. Aren't the Billboard Awards more like this is what was most played, so this is what wins? Grammys is more like what do the voters respect? And I think Gaga does have a lot of respect right now, but
I don't think that's a good enough song. I'm sorry.
I don't think it's shallow.
When she encored with it at the concert, I said, if anybody wants to leave, I'm okay leaving.
Yeah, and I think we did.
I wasn't with you, but I wanted to.
In spirit, we left together, I think.
Sarah Bareilles got a nomination.
Mm, congrats.
Beyonce had a lot of noms. She now ties Jay-Z for most Grammy-nominated artist ever. It was like
any
88.
For Jordan Sparks.
No one sparkles quite like Jordan Sparkles this Grammy season.
No Grammy nods this year?
No. I think I was overall happy. Did you look up any of the stuff? Did you care?
Honestly, all I looked for was Gaga's nomination.
You just command F'd Gaga.
Correct.
That's fair. I mean, listen, we're getting a rematch of Beyonce. Why do I keep saying it?
Versus who, Adele?
Yeah, we're getting a rematch of Beyonce versus Adele. I was going to say, I was actually going to ask you, I think this might be the first time I don't know a single person nominated in the Best New Artist category.
Well, read them to us. Let me tell you who I prefer.
Anita, Dami, and...
Wait, slow down. Just Anita?
Anita. I'm pretty sure she's a Latin artist.
That sounds familiar. Yeah. I was just waiting for last name.
No, just Anita. Anita, Dami.
It's giving drag name is why I was waiting. Anita what?
Wiggles.
Anita Wiggles. Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Dami, or I don't know. I'm not pronouncing any of these names correctly, so please don't hate me. Dami and JD Beck. I guess they're a duo. I don't know. Latto, which I think is the one that had the Mariah Carey cover that did well this summer.
Okay. We're old. This is happening.
Main Skin.
Oh.
Molly Tuttle.
Okay, you got your foreskin and you got your main skin. What fills up with cum at the top?
Yeah. Muni Long. Could be Mooney Long. Omar Apollo.
The gays love him.
Okay, good. Yay. Samara Joy. Toby, can't pronounce that last name, so apologies, and Wet Leg.
Oh my gosh.
The only one I think I had possibly have heard of Anita and maybe Latto. I don't even know if you say it Latto
is,
or
Latto. Is Wet Leg spelled like wet leg?
Two words, Wet Leg.
Oh my gosh.
Yep, now, don't know any of those.
I support all of these artists. I mean to make fun of anybody. I am only listening to your pronunciations, which is, thank you, Corey.
I'm not shading anyone other than myself for being
Wet
too
Leg,
old
though.
To know
Wet Leg.
Who these
is it a band
are.
Name? Is that a birth given name? Is it a chosen name? Wet Leg. Wet Leg.
Let's see. Wet Leg appears to be maybe a female duo.
Oh.
The number one song listed on their verified Spotify playlist is called Wet Dream.
Oh.
I'll give it a listen. They
okay,
look
give
fun.
It a whirl. Sure. Sure.
I don't know who they are. No, I think I was overall happy. I was happy for Adele. I was happy for Beyonce. I was happy for Harry Styles. Lizzo got a bunch of noms again. Maren Morris, who I love. Kim Petras got nominated.
Hey, congrats to Kim.
Kelly Clarkson.
Kim and Sam for best duo, correct? I think that category is a little stacked, though.
Pentatonix.
Congrats to the Pentatonix community.
Yeah, I was... Rufus Du Sol got nominated.
Ooh.
I was sad, though, because Beyonce submitted Renaissance as an electronic album, dance album. So she's in the dance category up against Rufus Du Sol. So
I just need everyone to, before they start being annoying and arguing about what is in what category and blah, 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 blah. Bitch, your your people submit them for those categories, right?
Yeah,
like whoever you're complaining about, whatever category they're in, they submitted for those categories.
I saw on Twitter... I wasn't trying to be mean, but I saw a lot of people on Twitter being like, oh my God, all of my favorite Beyonce songs were the ones selected by the Academy too. And I'm like, but the way it was phrased was as if they had just willy-nilly picked them off her album. And I wanted to be like, baby, I'm happy too, but she submitted those songs in those categories.
It's fine. Let the people be people.
Yeah. Someday they'll get tired of just guessing and they'll Google it. And they'll figure it out, I hope.
Well, you know, I'm rooting for everyone, I think. Specifically. And
specifically,
I hope everyone has
leg.
I hope everyone has a good time. I hope everyone feels celebrated, and yeah.
Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be watching.
You'll be there?
I wish. Oh my God. If you've got connections to the Grammys, I would love to attend. I'll fill a seat. I'm gonna put it out.
Ladies
there.
And gentlemen, welcome to the stage. Fill a seat.
Phyllis Seat.
Yeah. Phyllis Seat. She's a seat filler professionally at award shows.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that could work.
That's what she's up to.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Should we talk about Drag Race?
Yeah, I did have one other pop culture question that I was kind of curious about.
Sure.
The like memification of Nick Cannon having a bunch of kids.
Okay.
Why do people care?
You know what? I have to say, if there's anybody that's going to have a fuck ton of kids, I would want it to be a rich person.
That's what I've been literally thinking the whole time. I read the other day that he pays... I don't know if it was a year or a month. I would imagine it's a year. I read he pays $3 million a year in child support.
Okay, cool.
It
sounds like all of those children are going to have some type of upbringing with some type of stability. So good for all of them.
Yeah, I guess that was my thought. I was like, you didn't speak up when the Duggars went wild, so why are you coming for Nick Cannon?
I think we spoke up. I think we spoke up, first of all. Let me just put on the record, we were vocal, verbal.
I think maybe you were vocal, verbal, but like, no one, who else cared?
All I was vocal, TV verbal.
Show. Maybe Nick Cannon wants his own Duggars TV show.
I think there's something there.
Does he still host that, I don't know, AGT?
Wild and Out?
No, I loved Wild and Out.
Wild and Out is my nightmare. I don't want people to be mean to me on TV.
I was once at a college party, and this was when Wild and Out was a thing. And this girl challenged my friend Jessica to a Wild and Out at the party. My friend Jessica really destroyed this girl, and I think she went in the bathroom and cried, but she asked for it.
Some people have a humiliation kink. Some people have a degradation kink. Nick Cannon has a breeding kink. This is a kink safe zone.
Listen, I guess his balls aren't full.
Not anymore. You know what? Actually, I don't know. Maybe they are. I don't know how it all works. He is fertile. I can say that much. I could put my money on it.
Speaking of breeding kinks, do you think your mom's going to see the new Magic Mike movie?
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ.
Did you know there's one coming?
That's what she said.
I saw the trailer for Magic Mike Last Dance, and I thought... Jackie will be there.
Well, Jackie did go to the midnight showing of the first one.
So it was Magic Mike, then it was Magic Mike XL. Ooh. And now I think it's Magic Mike Last Dance. Mm. Will you be?
I think I like the franchise so far.
Do you
Channing Tatum between the Magic Mike franchise and the what is that? Jump Street?
21 Jump Street.
21 Jump Street franchise. All of these movies are good. People don't respect Channing Tatum. Maybe. He has what it takes. He does what needs to be done.
If he did like an Ancient Warrior dance for you, his queen, and you were watching up close and personal.
Yes.
Would you?
Like he is some type of, I'm a deity and he is showing me his allegiance and adoration through dance.
Yes. Hell yeah.
He could come up to my throne and perform and I could give him a thumbs up. Yes, he may live.
Have you ever used your big hook head to pull someone off the stage? You know how, like...
My hook head is a cane?
If your hook head's not a hook, then what is it?
It's just a head. It's giving head, Your Honor.
Don't me. Bring Judge Judy into this.
Okay, I won't. Okay. Channing Tatum. What else is he in?
Smash or pass?
Smash.
He was in a Pink music video.
Anybody that says pass to Channing Tatum needs to get a grip on their own lives.
Are you going to see the new Pink tour she's coming out? It's called...
I've never seen Pink on tour.
It's called Carnival or something.
Are you sure? Because it seems like she's done that.
Now it's filled with evil clowns. This used to be her fun house. No, it used to be her fun house, and now it's her
Corey. Speaking of clown eras.
Yes.
We gotta talk.
Let's hear it.
What is your queen or ex-queen? Is she still in her smile era? Because she's serving clown.
Here's what I was gonna say.
Katy Perry... voting for and outwardly expressing her support of Rick Caruso, who famously changed from Republican to Democrat to run as a Democrat, though is very much the Republican candidate in Los Angeles. The comments were not kind. The reporting was brutal, and she turned off comments on all of her posts. The people, anytime I say, what should we talk about on the podcast, the people are clamoring to know Corey's opinion. So, Corey, I give you the stage.
I have a lot to say. Mm. I will say, I didn't investigate the Los Angeles mayoral candidate race.
Fair.
Because I don't live there. I have a couple of opinions. My first is, you know how like when you're a kid and your mom thinks that you like love unicorns and then for the rest of your life,
yes,
they think you love unicorns.
It's like I still get Pokemon socks.
Yeah. So I think people will always think that like Katie's my number one. I was getting a lot of tweets around this as well. I checked my Spotify stats. She's not even in my top five most played artists. Anyway, what I will say is...
True fans know your number one is Sarah Bareilles.
Yeah, I would say.
True fans know your number one might be Maggie Rogers now.
It might be... I think Gaga's my most played on Spotify. Anyhoozle, I thought it was interesting because she had posted over the summer whenever like the primaries were happening and she had already tweeted support for him 6 months ago. I thought it was interesting that there was like a firestorm around this again. I also saw a lot of gays really piling on her when there were a lot of other celebrities, including other gay quote unquote icons or people who have gay audiences that were also, there was like a lot of housewives. Mm.
But I expect garbage from them.
Okay.
They lead with the fact that they're garbage.
Yeah.
Sure. They're outwardly Republican.
Yeah. What I'll say is, I noticed right away that she had turned her comments off of her Instagram post. One of the hashtags, she said yes to Measure One, which was she said yes to mending the abortion in California. Great. She also tweeted, you do you, but just make sure you vote, which I thought was great. A lot of people are out here pushing for one candidate. She at least was still standing up and saying, do what you got to do, vote for whoever you got to vote for. So I think there's a positive in that. I don't know. I don't know Rick Caruso very well. I saw a lot of my friends. I saw Elon Musk was supporting him. So that alone would have been a red flag for me. But I don't know. I thought it was interesting that people were piling on. I was like, she's going to vote for whoever. It's her bed to lie in.
I was just surprised that she did it with her whole chest on Maine. Like, not even an Instagram story. She posted on Maine, main stage, first picture, checkmark Rick Caruso. I thought, that's a spicy meatball.
Yeah, I don't know. I saw people being like, oh, look who liked her post. I'm like, well, baby, that's a carousel. So they might not have, like, you know how many carousels I don't scroll through and I just like the first picture if I see it?
You're right. Yeah, I mean, there were a lot of celebrities that supported Rick Caruso. Chris Pratt, Gwyneth Paltrow, Kim Kardashian, Elon Musk, Snoop Dogg, Catherine McPhee. Dorit Kemsley.
Yeah, see, that's a
Scooter Braun.
I mean, actually, you're naming a lot of people that I don't really care for.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing was, like, he's a billionaire, right?
Yeah.
And he spent all this money to try to become the mayor of Los Angeles, campaigning with, we gotta fix up and clean up what's going on, the mess, it's a mess in LA, and a lot of this, like, this language that hints at the homelessness problem, but says it in a way of, like, we need to clean up our city, and it comes across like rich people wanting to get rid of the problem instead of addressing the problem. Like, they don't want to see the problem, they don't want to see it in the streets, they want to, like, get rid of it, brush it under the and so, like, the big issue with him running for mayor was, like, okay, you spend all this money to become mayor, you could have spent all that money to actually set up structures to fix the problem. And I think people have been like, he is this rich person who just wants to spend their money to get power, not to actually fix anything. But yeah. I don't know. I, of course, appreciate a lot of what Katy Perry has done in the past for election stuff. Like, she has always been politically motivated and politically involved. So it was just a bummer to see, like, people who are that rich have solidarity with their richness first and foremost, and want to protect their wealth first and foremost. And so it's, like, disappointing to see people, like, wear it on their sleeves so proudly.
I was gonna say, the one thing that I guess made me sad is I saw a lot of people on Twitter, like I said, kind of piling on, but it's like all of the conversation was still directed around Rick Caruso, and none of the people that I saw bashing Katy Perry really, like, jumped in to add commentary as to why they were voting for Karen Bass. That's her last name, right? And I was like, wow, imagine instead of just shitting on Katie, who's already cast her vote and can't change it now, imagine if you quote tweeted it and said, this is why I'm voting for Karen Bass. This is why I support this candidate. Instead of just, like, I don't know. I feel like for a long time people have just been shitting on Katy Perry because they think that's the funny thing to do. And this felt a little bit like that for me from an outside perspective, because, like I said, I wasn't all in on this mayor race. But I just thought, wow. Especially if you lived in LA and had, like, a large LA audience, which the majority of the gays that I saw tweeting it were friends that I had from when I lived there. And I was just like, yeah, I was like, you're still feels like you're giving more promo to Rick than to Karen. And I still don't know why you're voting for her over him, other than the fact that he's a millionaire, billionaire.
Go off.
He is.
Go so, off.
I don't know. I was able to hang my hat on the fact that she said, but just do you and make sure you vote. Okay. And I was like, see, well, I mean, she turned off her comments because people had shit on her over the summer when she supported him 6 months ago.
I find it weird. It's like, you know what you're signing up for when you post that. Like, you could have just posted you with your I voted sticker. It's not that I want her to hide who she's like supporting, because it's obviously, I think it opens up dialogue when something like this happens. And a lot of people then have the conversation of like, I was seeing a lot more of why people should not vote for him because she had voted for him. But regardless, it's like she didn't have to put on her main stage.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was strange. It's strange. It almost makes me feel like all of these celebrities that got that openly endorsed him. He owns The Grove. He's like well connected in Los Angeles.
Bitch,
like, what's going on there?
I better not catch you at The Grove.
Nobody can. You know I'm incognito.
The last thing I was going to say, and this is just fully playing devil's advocate, because again, I don't know his policies and blah, blah, blah. But it's like, we also live in a world where since Trump winning the election, I feel like people have been fighting harder than ever to convince Republicans to change and be Democrats. And maybe this really was an example of somebody just switching the ticket to try to dupe people. I don't know. I've heard from some friends that he was a moderate Republican and he wants to be a moderate Democrat, but it's like, when will we ever, like, if this is how it's going to be, will we ever be able to like fully accept somebody who says, okay, you know what? I did change my mind. Okay. You know what? Now I do align more with Democrats. Again, like I said, I'm just playing devil's advocate there because I didn't really dive into his policies. But I'm like, that kind of seemed a little bummer summer too. Cause I'm like, well, if anybody truly was in the middle and has been wavering back and forth, I don't feel like this is encouraging them to be vocal about having actually changed their mind.
You know what? Sure.
But I don't know. Have they listened, bitch? Have they even figured out who won that race yet?
I don't think it's been called.
However, y'all keep counting so many votes for so long?
Votes be counting, counting be votes. That's what I've always said.
You do say that.
Hey, congratulations to Tiffany Trump and the wedding reception where the news came out during the wedding reception that the Democrats were going to at least have 50 senators? Is that what it was that night?
Yeah.
I thought, what a wonderful plot line. That is so funny. At Tiffany Trump's wedding reception, all the Republicans there have to come to terms with in real time.
loss no red of power. Wave.
Love to hear it. Love to see it. It's so Tiffany Trump of Tiffany Trump.
I love that for her.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, is there anything else you want to discuss?
No, we really got through it. You really got me talking about Katie.
Oh, but we didn't talk about Drag Race. I feel like we should, because isn't it about to end?
Yeah, Canada's Drag Race. They're down to 5.
So, but like, by the time this episode comes out, so
they'll be down to 4.
Allegedly. So, who's your final choice?
For winner?
Yeah, we haven't seen the most recent episode because we're recording it a couple days before it comes out. So, anything could happen.
You and I
at this moment in time, who is it down to? Spoilers ahead.
There's final 5 left at this point because there was a double Shantae last week. So we've got Cheddar Gorgeous, Danny Beard, Black Peppa, Pixie Polite, and Jomber's Blonde.
Oh, wow.
I think you and I were in a group text with some girlies that we love last week, and I think you put it very eloquently that you said, yeah, you're rooting for Danny and Cheddar. You would be okay with a double win. I don't know. I love Danny. I would be happy to see Danny win. I think it's going to be between Danny and Cheddar. I mean, they're really collecting these badges down the home stretch.
Yeah, to me, it's like there's nobody else that really is a contender. They would have to have the perfect episode that we're about to see this upcoming Friday before the finale. So like, they would really need to have those two have a bad week plus somebody else having an incredible week. But I just don't think they have that in them in the edit.
As I say, I don't think they can turn the ship around at this point. I think.
And for all the seasons of Drag Race that we've ever seen that have had contemplation of a double winner, let alone maybe a double win, I think this is a season where a double winner is actually would be so valid, because both of them have, like, I think Danny Beard and Cheddar Gorgeous have not faltered once. They've delivered exactly what it would take to be a winner of Drag Race and be a, like, a representation of the franchise. Like, both of them, I think, have unique perspectives who, yeah, I don't know, are deserving, and it would I would be in.
I'm all in for the chaos of a Jomber's Blonde win.
Absolutely. I have really enjoyed Jomber's.
Justice for Dakota Schiffer to get sure. a double Shantae on Jomber's Blonde.
I think if there's anything about this that I will take away, is that there are a lot of Canada's Drag Race candidates that would be perfect for an All Stars.
Yeah. Okay. You mean UK? Yeah.
Or I keep thinking. Did I say Canada?
Maybe.
You said Canada.
Maybe, I don't know. Who knows?
Irregardless.
No, yeah. And are you watching? Who's your faves? Let us know.
Okay, that's all.
Glad we put that at the end of the episode for all the people who always tweet me and say, I don't watch Drag Race.
Corey, where can people find you?
Oh, well, bitch, since we're recording this early, I'm going to have the whole Monday morning to myself. Wow. I'm going to treat myself.
Good for you.
Where can people find you?
You can find me enjoying life.
I love that for you.
Frolicking, maybe. Sitting.
Hell yeah.
And more.
And listening to Wet, what were they called? Wet Leg?
I don't know. We're going to have to look into these best new artists and we'll report back.
Yeah, maybe that's what I'll be doing.
That's your homework. Okay, right. Later.
Any hoozle, bye.